Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're recording this episode of Rational Fear on the traditional owners of this house, which is Lewis's landlord.
Yes, not the traditional owner. Still the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. Currently owned by my landlord. invaded by my landlord.
Do you want to acknowledge your landlord?
Thank you for only putting my rent up less than the absolute maximum allowed this year, given the state of the housing crisis. I genuinely, when they only put it up like $50, I was grateful. And then I felt sick for being grateful.
Oh, yeah, I've heard some horror stories.
Yeah. Well, I was like, oh, they could have put it up way more and we probably would have had to do it.
Well, I want you to know that since becoming a landlord, I flipped my house into owning this house. So I am your landlord now.
I knew podcasting was lucrative for at least one of us.
This is a Rational Fear.
Hello, welcome to Irrational Fear. It is a couple of days after Lewis and I and Jacob Brown from the Teppanyaki Timeline went to the Australian Podcast Awards, where we picked up Best Comedy Podcast again, fourth time in a row. And no one was more surprised than Lewis and I and Jacob.
Genuinely shocked. I mean, I'm shocked we've ever been nominated. I'm shocked we've ever won it. But four times, it's... I mean, we're like Helen Mirren now. I think we're dames of the podcasting world.
Yeah, Tony Martin and Matt Dower sent us a lovely Christmas card. They sent it to my house. It arrived on Friday. I was out of the house. I was back in Sydney because I'm regional now. So I went home and I picked up the mail, and it was a Christmas card that said, "Merry Christmas from Tony and Matt, and congratulations on winning the podcast award." They should rename the award the Ilix. And that was postmarked the 14th of November.
Oh, wow. So they called it. They called it in advance.
Wow. It's getting embarrassing. I was very embarrassed on stage. When we got the award, I was apologising to the chaser, who had probably spent about $1,000 in tickets to go to the award. I don't know if you know, Lewis, it's very expensive. It's $255 a ticket and then another $200 to enter. So it was a $700 trophy we won.
Yeah, and I will say it's easier to get a trophy at that award ceremony than a drink.
Yeah, I mean, I tried my best to drink $250 worth of booze.
No. They had one drink hidden away somewhere in the back and everyone else was fighting over it.
It's a wild awards ceremony, right? So it's actually owned by this group in the UK called the Haymarket Media Group.
Yeah, I saw that on the invite. I was like, why is this a London-based organisation?
And when you get a phone call to see if you've bought tickets, it comes from a +44 number. Someone's calling us in London at a time-appropriate time.
So it's a scam. Nothing's a scam. them.
Yeah, we're sending money, good podcast money, good Patreon money is going offshore. So I just want to say big thank you to you if you listen. Well, you're listening right now, so look, thanks so much. It's really awesome.
It is really lovely. Yes. Like, it's really lovely. We, you know, you and I have been doing this for over 10 years.
Yeah.
And most of those years, no accolades. No money, no accolades. And now it's just no money.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. We should point out that we have thanked our sponsor, Australian Ethical, over the years. They are no longer our sponsor. But yep. If you are, I don't know, an unethical company, please get in touch. We need a new sponsor for next year.
Yeah, I mean, genuinely, it's been very lovely to work with them. No hard feelings. But they were very against human trafficking. And it would be a real fuck you.
Yeah.
If we suddenly started taking money for some pretty generous human traffickers.
Yeah. You know, ASOS, give us a call. Everlast, Pacific Brands, who's making your clothes now?
Yeah.
Give us a call.
That's right. Uber Eats probably count as slave owners in a sense.
Oh, it's hard to tell. But anyway, if you need greenwashing.
yes, please.
Shell, give us a call.
Are they
Santos?
Great work with that gas-led recovery.
Oh, have I mentioned how awesome carbon capture is?
My goodness. The technology really is coming along in leaps and bounds.
So please, if you are a sponsor and you want to jump on board a four-time winning comedy podcast, give us a bell.
Get on board just before the decline.
Yeah. Another thing we should mention, this is a podcast just about announcements, by the way. There's no real content
thank
here.
Thank you for listening.
The other thing we should mention is coming up over summer, we're going to be easing into our millionth download show on February 1st. More on that in a second. But we're going to be doing some conversations with people because it's much easier to do a one-on-one conversation with someone rather than doing a full Irrational Fear podcast over summer.
Yes.
So Wendy Harmer, we're going to be chatting with her. She's got a book out about her life, which is going to be great. She's got some great stories about breakfast radio, which I'm really looking forward to hearing.
She's a card, Wendy. I'm very curious to hear her stories.
Yeah, and we're going to talk to other comedians across the summer as well with one-on-one conversations. Now, I did mention our millionth download episode.
Mm.
I think we've already passed a million downloads, but
great.
You know, but I don't know.
That's okay. We did a 100-episode celebration for like 113th episode, so we do have a tendency to miss milestones.
Yeah, February 1 at the Malthouse Theatre in Melbourne. I've got the final lineup, and I'm excited to tell everyone who it is. We've got Charlie Pickering. He's joining us.
I've heard of him.
Kirsty Wiebeck is joining us.
Love Kirsty.
We've also got someone who has got more than a million downloads.
Hmm. Okay. Who could that possibly be? Joe Rogan?
We've actually booked Richard Feidler. He has got the biggest podcast audience in Australia.
Yep.
He's probably got upwards of 400 million downloads.
It's pretty good. Yeah. People do like that Conversations podcast.
Yeah, so he might come back to us and do comedy. You know, he's got a long tradition of comedy.
Sure.
So hopefully he'll jump up on stage and do comedy. Also, someone who's not going to be with us, Lewis Hopper.
Yeah, sorry. Look, sometimes you just don't tell me, like the South by Southwest show.
Yeah.
You just didn't send me the date.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
So by the time you sent me the date, I was like,
that's my fault. That's my fault.
That one's on you.
Yeah.
This one, you gave me a lot of warning. And I didn't cross reference your calendar with my baby managing calendar.
And
I'll be looking after Olive, unfortunately.
This is your first full-time week of daddy daycare.
It'll be my first full-time week. It's literally the second day that Alex goes back to work.
How do you feel if we do a Zoom with you at the start of the show to see how it's going and then a Zoom with you at the end of the show to see what's happened in that hour in your world?
How do you feel about just the sound of a child screaming?
I think our listeners, that's what they've come to love. They've come to love, you know.
The whinging of babies.
Maybe we can do a whole hour of Patreon of Olive screaming.
Yeah. Let's check in. Is it going to be an evening show?
It will be 8:30. Olive might be in bed.
She might be asleep.
Oh, this is great.
I could maybe broadcast in for the whole... I could whisper really quietly. Hi. Have you heard about what the opposition leader's done this? Stop laughing. Everyone in Melbourne, stop laughing.
And live from Sydney with a song, it's Lewis Hopper.
The wheels of the bus go round and round.
I'm glad we both went for the same nursery rhyme there.
It's a classic, yeah.
So that's going to be...
I can't be there. I love the Malthouse Theatre. If you are in Melbourne, go to that show. It'll be wonderful.
Tickets are cheap. They're about $40. But if you are on the Patreon, you do get a discount. And when this episode that you're listening to right now hits the Patreon, we'll give you the code, the discount code for the Patreon. If you can guess what the Patreon discount code is by me saying Patreon, you might be able to work it out. But I'll also put it on the Patreon as well.
Okay. So you could guess, but don't bother. Is that sort of the...
No, please sign up to the Patreon. We don't have any sponsors.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah, that's true, actually. Yeah, we're back to after now, what, 12 years and 4 awards, we're back to doing it for nothing.
Yeah, that's it. We're doing it for the love. The love.
If I'd known that, I wouldn't have agreed to do this episode.
Lewis, how's podcasting going for you? as a career choice at the moment.
It's not. I've got more awards than I do joy.
Lewis is right. I mean, last year you made a great comment saying that we have got more awards than listeners, but I think now we've got one award per listener. So
yes,
it's really good.
That's true. Yeah, if you do enough, if all of our listeners donated enough money on Patreon, we could just give all four of you our awards and afford to do another episode. No, I'm excited. I'm excited about doing more Rational Fear because I have more time now.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I want to find a sponsor this year and get back into it. And then, you know, we've got some big ambitious things we'd like to do with the show. So.
Maybe I'll be worse if I don't phone it in. Maybe that's my special sauce.
You know what my plan was?
Right.
My plan was like, great, Australian Ethical, I'd sign on for another year. And here's what I'll do is I've got a bunch of other stuff I need to do. I will give Lewis the podcast to produce and manage, give him a bigger fee, and then I could be the Lewis.
You could phone it in.
I could phone it
Dude,
in for
it's
you.
It's really sweet. It's a sweet gig phoning it in on a Rational Fear. Let me tell you, I've been doing it for more than a decade. And
that was my dream. I was like, great, I'll have enough money to pay. Lewis needs a job. I don't need any more jobs. I'm going to give Lewis this job.
Yeah.
And then I'll go and do my other jobs. But now I've got to do all my jobs.
Yeah. Sorry.
And this podcast still, because I don't have enough money to pay for Lewis. Alternatively, if you are listening to this and, you know, you might be, I don't know, Twiggy Forest, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Just jump on the Patreon.
We'll wear an Akubra for you.
Yeah. We'll talk about RMs.
Yeah.
I need some new RMs, but I'm not going to talk about it for content.
No, he just bought a Cobra. Did you not hear that?
Well, so he owns RMs and a Cobra.
Yeah.
My God.
Isn't RMs owned by the LV?
They bought it back. A Twiggy bought it off.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I'm a Blundstones guy.
Oh, well, that makes sense. They've got thicker. They've got thicker toes.
They've got thick soles. They're not worn by so many c**ts.
So, sorry, Twiggy. Sorry for Lewis.
Sorry. Give us your money.
Yeah, anyway, we're super stoked with our award. And I just want to say big thank you to other people that were nominated, the Beautiful Nightmare team. I listened to a few of their podcasts on the way over here. They're very funny. Chaser.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dom Knight said, hey, we deserve as many awards as we put effort into the show. So, but somebody who does put a lot of effort into their show, Tony Martin, who is a personal hero of ours. Thank you so much for your support. Sorry for beating you again.
He beat us. He has beaten us though. So it's a gladiatorial spectacle.
That's right. He beat us first year and then we picked up our game.
Yeah. We were like, I love you, Tony, but I'm going to crush you.
Yeah.
I'm going to crush you. Yeah. The rest of my life will be about crushing you.
Crushing Tony. Yeah.
He's had it coming.
I just get excited.
He's got a lot of enemies in the biz.
I get excited when he tweets about us. I get really excited about that.
Very lovely, man.
And Matt Dower, congratulations. Well, sorry, Matt Dower, for beating you again. Also, Auntie Donna.
They're doing fine.
They're doing fine. You know, how many sellout stadiums around the world can replace a trophy from the Australian Podcast Awards?
I think as they go to their whatever third Netflix series, they probably won't miss this trophy.
And thank you to, of course, all of the all the comedians that come and play with us and our special guests, like, it's so cool to kind of set a table each week and have comedians come and play and build a little community of funny people and provide a platform for people to say something about the world. That's really fun.
Yes, obviously this year without a sponsor, the guests will have to bring their own table.
And own plate and own chairs and everything.
And own microphones.
Or maybe Temple and Webster could sponsor us. We're talking about tables.
Hello. I'll talk more about tables. I'll turn...
And of course, other crucial team members who have been with us for a long time. Dylan Bain, who DJs some of our live shows in Sydney, and also Jacob Round on the Teppanyaki Timeline. Thank you so much. It's been a great year, and it was great to share that award with Jacob up on stage.
It was lovely. Are we doing any more episodes this year before the end of the year?
Yeah, so we might have those one-on-one, one-on-one conversations.
Well, when you say one-on-ones, will it be two-on-ones?
Oh, it might be two-on-ones. Yeah. Well, I'll send you an email if you're available. We'll do it. We were going to have Bassem Youssef as our first one-on-one, but he got too busy. It eventually sold out four Enmores in a Sydney Opera House. And he was like, you know what, Dan? I'm a bit busy.
Yeah, he double-booked us with the gym.
you know, he's a vegetarian too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
How the hell does he get all those guns?
Oh, my God. He looks so good.
He looks amazing.
Oh, man.
Every time I see him, he's getting more and more jacked.
Yeah. He's a good man.
He is. We'll get him next time.
Anyway, that's about it. So thank you so much for listening. And anything else you want to end on, Lewis?
Let's make it five, baby. Let's make it five. See you next year.
Yeah, we make it five and we can retire. That'll be it. We'll be done.
Maybe that's actually what the podcast awards are trying to do. They're like, we've got to get rid of this. Like, this podcast, it's been around a long time. Let's just give them enough awards that they feel like we can retire the jersey.
Yeah.
And we can just, I don't know, go our separate ways.
That's it. I'm happy to win one more and then pull up stumps on
and then quit?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay,
I mean, what's the point of, I mean...
Five and done?
You can't keep winning awards. I mean, maybe you can, but, you know.
No, you're right. Oh, well, yeah. Well, okay, there it is. If we win next year, it's all over.
Yeah. And keep track on the Irrational Fear email list. Go to irrationalfear.com, whack your email in there, and we'll fill your inbox in with all the details of our shows. And also coming up after summer, I'm going to be launching how to make an award-winning podcast course. So you can learn how to make an award-winning podcast.
Wow. I'm going to launch one called How to Make a Sponsor-Losing Podcast.
Well, you've got to get... We've had sponsors in the past and it's okay to lose them. It's like TV shows. People say, every show Dan's been a part of has had the axe. True.
They axed The Wire eventually. Still a good show.
That's every show. Every show gets the axe. Okay. The only show that doesn't get the axe is the news.
Yeah, and Home and Away. They even axed Neighbours and then brought it back.
Well, we all know why. Content quotas are going to be a real pain for Amazon if they don't have anything. Big thank you to everyone. I'm stoked.
Yeah, thrilled. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
See you at the live show February 1st for our million downloads. But you won't see Lewis. You'll hear him. You'll hear him.
Yeah, you'll hear me. I'll just be, at home.
Thank you to our sponsors. Well, former sponsor, Australian Ethyl. That was very good to have you for the last year.
Thank you to our new sponsor, Temple and Webster.
Thank you to Rode Mikes, who looked after us with gear. And thank you to Jacob Round on the Teppanyaki Timeline. As always, there's always something to be scared of. Good night.
Bye.